I didn't see his apology, though.
We have no honors.
Or wait, Andy, I just looked him up. Everybody that's named Andy, that's my name, for some reason, I can never remember which Andy is. I always call him something else.
Make sure you turn your mics on. We're gonna go hot here. I'm calling meeting to order. Introductions.
Julie Van Dyke, Liberty Township, Grapley.
Terry Downs, Newport.
Jason Becker, Public Health.
Josh Bussard, Planning and Zoning.
Julia Dodd, Planning and Zoning.
Jordan Ward, Planning and Zoning.
Sheldon Meyer, Washington Township.
Kathy Swanka, Madison Township.
Bob Conrad, Penn Township. All right, first thing on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Approval of the April 14, 2014 minutes?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, subdivision applications pending. 25043 Allen and Catherine Sexton, signed by Allen Sexton, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Sexton Acres.
Yes, and this was deferred from last month. They're waiting for approval from the Public Health Department. Public Health is now happy. The plat legal documents are correct. Staff recommends approval. They were done.
Over.
I think it's a minute fast, to be honest.
Oh, see, I think you already ditched this for the future.
Anyone on behalf of the audience would like to speak on this application?
Hi, I'm Glenn Meisner with LMS, and I'll answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
And Public Health is good with it, right?
Yeah, they installed the wastewater system. Permit 25083. We have no objections.
Very good. Members?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Do you have a second?
24043. Second.
Second. A motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Doms?
Yes.
Van Dyke?
Yes.
Meyer?
Yes.
Swanka?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes. All right, 25043 is approved. Moving on, subdivisions for hearing. 25087, S. Adam and Megan J. Henke, requesting preliminary plat approval of Atherton Ridge.
Atherton Ridge. And as you guys noticed, we don't have any of the monitors, so follow on your staff reports. It's located on the west side of Ely Road, just north of Highway 382. And the request is to subdivide a 20.1 acre lot into 10 buildable lots and 5 non-buildable outlots. And the buildable lots will consist of 14.19 acres, and the outlots will consist of 4.59 acres. Imagine a picture. It's in our growth area, where we prefer our non-ag uses. Do something here. All right. It's going to be accessed via a newly planted road, and you should be able to see that diagram in your staff reports. The road will be named Ocean Court. It's going to be 880 feet long. It's a cul-de-sac type road. The right-of-way will be 50 feet, 24 foot wide chip seal travel surface, and there will be the 15 foot wide utility easement along the road. And the cul-de-sac bulb is also going to be 10 feet greater than required. Of course, this is a preliminary plat. Before final plat approval, all infrastructure, which includes roads, utilities, wells, stormwater management facilities, and any shared portions of the wastewater system, they need to be installed for or bonded. The property to the south, they have actually filed applications to develop also, and they're not going to have any road connections. It's zoned AR, and this was recently re-subdivided as part of a larger parcel. You can look at your diagram and you can see exactly where the stormwater management facilities will be. There'll be a wet bottom as well as a dry bottom, and the shared septic systems and the possible building footprints and the possible single septic systems. Health Department, did you have anything to add?
One of the things that we wanted to see, I guess, before the final plat, Dana, we wanted the homeowners association to be responsible and enforce wastewater and maintenance agreements for the shared systems.
And that will be part of the documents required when they final plat. Sensitive areas, stormwater, soil erosion control, they are in full compliance. The county engineer did not have any objections, and this preliminary plat, it's in compliance with their subdivision ordinance, and staff recommends approval.
All right, anyone on behalf of the audience, Glenn?
Thank you again, I'm Glenn Meisner with MMS Consultants. Couple things we did on this plat, I know there was some talk about interconnecting this subdivision with another subdivision. I talked to the owners, but we didn't feel like we wanted to do that. But we do meet the ordinance of being less than 1,000 feet, I think Josh reported it was like 880. But what we did do to help out the fire department is a couple of things. We increased the diameter of our right-of-way for the cul-de-sac from normal 50 feet radius out to 60-foot radius, and then the surfacing we increased from 35 feet out to 40 feet. So it gives the fire departments a little more flexibility to turn around. I'm kind of excited about this subdivision. We have a walking trail around the pond. Give the people some recreational areas. We also made a change that was asked for by the health department to move one of the septic systems, and we accomplished that. So with that, I'll answer any questions that this commission may have.
I guess there's one for public health. So how many of these shared septics, how many are each one? Are they everyone different? I mean, there are, what, 10 lots?
There's 10 lots.
Some have more than others.
Right.
I can give you that breakdown if you want.
You have it?
Yes.
And I'm sorry to be uninformed, but this map just looks to me a lot different than some of the previous ones, and not better or worse, just different. What are the PES and PSS designations?
Possible building sites and possible septic systems.
And as far as the septic systems, I read down through, and I got exactly, I was just trying to figure out this one here, but I got it figured out.
Okay.
Never mind. Got it.
So what would the total possible be?
Julie, maybe I could explain a little bit. We have a chart on the, and Josh may have explained which lots go with which, but we have a chart on the plat saying which lots go to which system. But if you would, you probably don't even have a revised one, or does the commission have revised plats that would show lots 3 and 4 having their own septic system, and that's why you'll see a PSS, which is a potential septic system.
Lots 3 and 4 all show PES and PSS.
Yeah, 3 and 4. So you must have something that's revised there. So those two will have their own septic system, where the rest of the lots then are sharing. And so on those lots, you don't see a PSS because we're sharing systems. And Josh, you want to give the breakdown or you don't want to?
You can.
Okay.
But there's 3 lots. It says lot 3, 4, and 5.
Okay. Then you have an old copy. So the health department asked us to move 5 over with lot 6. So maybe I can just give you a quick breakdown.
Okay, I see. And it doesn't show a PSS in 6, so yes. I understand that.
Yep. So 5 and 6, we're going to go over to outlot E. Maybe I'll just run through that quick with you. 5 and 6 will go to outlot E. 7 and 8 will go to outlot D. 9 and 10 will go to outlot B. And 1 and 2 will go to outlot A. So there's two homes on a system, mm-hmm. with the exception of 3 and 4, and they'll have their own individual septic.
Is there, just curious and nosy, is there any reason they have their own as opposed to the others that joined?
Just the topography of the land, okay. Especially lot 4, if it's downhill from lot 3, and to put both systems on that lot would be tough. And so yeah. We thought it was better to each have their own. I think it's a much better product.
Nobody needs that to,
excuse me.
Nobody needs that
no,
to not
right.
work well.
Right.
Yep. One myself, yes. On a hill.
What's a dry bottom detention?
Okay. So I want to compare on Outlot E, which says a wet bottom detention, so that's going to be a pond that has visible water. And so we've got enough, we call it freeboard above that to hold the stormwater and still have a pond. Where the one out to the front is pretty sandy soils and that's dry bottom, so it's going to be dry almost all the time except when it rains and it'll fill up a little bit, then drain them right back up. Thank you.
All right. If there's no other questions, I'd entertain a motion.
I make a motion to pass on subdivision application 25087.
Motion and a second?
Second.
A second, roll call vote please.
Van Dyke.
I should have said this earlier, it's a yes, but I'm pleased that they were combined at least 2-1 on each of those. I'm sorry that got away from me before you walked away from the thing, but I'm glad that they're not all individual.
Thank you.
Yes.
Meyer.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Dom.
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes. Subdivision 25087 is approved. Subdivision 25086, Dean Vandorf requesting preliminary final plat approval of Vandorf First Subdivision.
So this property is located on the west side of Cosgrove Road southeast, approximately 3,400 feet north of its intersection with 480 southwest. The purpose of the request is to plat a 1-lot, 2-acre farmstead split from a parent farm of 72 acres. The proposed subdivision will be accessed off Cosgrove Road southwest via a new county engineer approved access point. It's about 500 feet north of the driveway for 4683 Cosgrove Road southwest. The county engineer does not have any objections with this. Does the health department have any?
The site's bare ground. We just have to apply for a wastewater permit and they are going to apply for a private well as well. So we have no objections.
All right. Audience members?
Scott Ritter, Hart Ritter, here to answer any questions you have.
Is Cosgrove gravel or?
Gravel. That portion is, they just redid the bridge 2 years ago or so. But it's a gravel portion of the Cosgrove Road.
All right, and the farm access that's being closed off, is there another exit into this land then?
Yeah, there's another drive further north.
Okay.
And the home place has, the house that exists there has access also.
Okay.
If there's no other questions, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve 25086. I second that.
A motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Meyer.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Doms.
Yes.
Van Dyke.
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes. So 25086 has been approved. Any other business? Hearing none, seeing none. I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
I think I can put them all in that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Three enough. I got it. All right. That was 43. That would be 10 minutes. 30 minutes.
I bet. You know, you did.
I never heard back from you.
I'm heading to the church. They are.